Yes. Okay. Yep. And they sold it.
This is too beautiful for 500.
And this one is, so it's.
So this is all print. This is printmaking.
Yeah, this is all different types. Yeah.
Of printmaking. Yep. This is.
So this incredibly is phenomenal. Techniques. It's the intaglio, like we talked, lithograph. It's where you draw on a piece of stone or metal with a greasy pen, and then shinkole. So shinkole is like, if you look really closely, you can tell.
Is it the red?
No, the white itself. So it's like a piece of tissue paper that they printed on and then embossed on there.
Like tissue.
Like wrapping, but a high-end, like expensive. It's like...
Whoa. Convergence.
Hinakata, I think, is the name of it.
Oh my god, I'm having luck.
Right? Your brain is spinning. Yeah. Another woodcut.
Art is crazy.
What is this? Oh, a printed mouse.
Oh, I was going to say a bed rat. Oh, that's amazing. An actual mouse?
Yep.
Is it? Oh. Wait,
Why are
you back it up? Wait, roadkill mouse? Wait, so they got a mouse in there.
Yeah.
Put ink on the mouse and then they...
Yep.
Wow.
Just like the fish you were looking at.
Yeah.
Wow. People are amazingly crazy. Right?
That's what I love about... This show happens twice a year.
Rachel Ramirez from Portugal.
There you go.
Wow.
So, how long is this?
I think probably...
Daiwa is Gyotaku. Yes. What's that?
That means like the direct print half of something.
Gyotaku.
If I'm not taking any classes, can I still come?
Absolutely. Yeah. Monday through Saturday, you can come walk through here.
This is incredible.
So this is another one where they painted different chemicals on a plate.
This feels like an actual, hand, drawn.
Yeah.
It feels like something chemicals. Right? Is it the same method as
that? Yeah, so it's, it's
mezzotint.
Like painting because you are painting the chemical on there.
Okay.
You know, they are
on a sheet of paper or is it on a
Douglas Balls.
Copper plate.
Oh, okay.
And then they dip the whole thing. And then they pull it out and paint some more.
I'm always mesmerized by the shades that people can get. Like the shading. Look at that.
Yeah. This is, again, a lithograph. So this is either... This is probably stone.
From all over the world. This is from Japan.
Right? So it's all Band-Aids.
Yeah.
Oh! Yo, I just saw this. This is crazy. Oh, 800. Okay, that's low for this.
I feel like if I have this type of piece, everyone that walks into my house, I have
Oh my god!
Right? You can't get through here fast.
This one is deep.
Is there a
difference? Okay, so I'm at the art gallery for the printmaking. See, here's the thing. You hear about different. You hear about different artworks. You look at it and you're like, oh, this is so nice. Okay, this looks great. Oh, wow, this is thought-provoking. Oh, wow. You say that stuff. But then when you learn about the process that goes into the actual creation of the artwork, you get a different level of awe for that work. And that's what has happened with printmaking. Oh my god, I think I need to sit down with a printmaking expert to just explain what the heck this art form is, because it's not regular painting. I pick the colors and I put it on the it's a different type where you're using something else to leave an imprint on a piece of paper. Some people use wood. Some people use colors, copper colors. Some people use And it's different layers. And it's like graffiti art. It's like, you know, graffiti art comes out in layers. It's like this layer, this next layer, next layer. I didn't know that's how graffiti art was made until I, like, randomly saw a random thing, random video. But it's like that. And it's like, subhanallah. Wow. I think I need to dedicate an episode for each art form, because this is different. Like, it makes you gain appreciation for the level of time. And the, like me, I love audio work, right? So when I'm editing audio, I'm looking at the wavelengths. I'm looking at the you know, the spectral frequency stuff, the details, the little, the bass and the ooh and the e. People don't see that. You just see the finished product. And I'm realizing that's what every art form is. Friend is a photographer. The level of detail that goes into her editing, she's editing follicles, pores, she's editing shades. When you go into an art form, you gain a different, like, this exhibition today, I walked by, I said, oh, cool, oh, nice patterns on a piece of fabric, nice, oh, little Red Riding Hood, nice. But walking around with this lady, she was explaining how each of the art forms were made, and I said, what in the world is this? And how does someone take time to carve out a piece of wood into particular patterns so that they can put paint on it or colors of some sort, I don't know, or ink of some sort, and make sure it's the shade that they want, and then put it on a, and then imprint it on another piece of paper, and then it comes out that way. What is the piece that they get from that process? I would like to know. Guys, this has been Studio Diaries. Thank you so much for tuning in with this roller coaster. I'll see you in the next episode, inshallah.